Welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. My name is Sarah Blackthorne, and I will be your service leader and fearless play fiend this morning. You may notice as you came in that there are things on seats throughout the sanctuary. If there's not one near you, feel free to get up and grab something. This morning we are having fun together, and that means sharing in delight, playing, and keeping ourselves in the spirit of joy. I am so grateful to see all of you here in the sanctuary. To all of you who are online, thank you. We are so glad that you are joining us as well. There are also folks watching downstairs in anticipation of coffee hour. And I just want to say welcome. Welcome as you are. Welcome because you are here this morning. Welcome if you are watching later. Welcome if you are watching months or years later. This is a joyful and loving community, and we are thrilled that you are here with us. I'd like to invite Christine to come up and do our invocation this morning as I light the chalice.
This light, is this on?
One sec. Hey, Jim, can you turn the green mic on?
This light, it dances, barely able to contain its delight, and it seems to want us to do the same. So this morning, may we let it lure us into letting go of the worries, of the stiffness that sets in after all the striving, of the myth that productivity alone gives us purpose. This garden of life we've been given is a playground. The weeding can wait, so says this delightful flame.
There are so many of us in here who know one another, and we also have newcomers. So I would love to invite you to stand or move about the room and greet those who you have seen for years and those you have never met before. Much, Karen. This is the first Sunday of June, and some of you may know that June in the United States is Queer Pride Month, or LGBTQIA+ Pride Month. So our first reading this morning is called A Protest and a Party by Hannah Roberts Villeneuve. People sometimes ask, is pride a protest or a party? And the answer is, of course, yes. And why not? Why not rejoice as we resist, dance as we demand change, celebrate as we create community that delights in all of who we are? So bring all of that with you this morning. Bring your policy demands. Bring your glitter. Bring your Supreme Court broken heart. Bring your rainbow socks. Bring the emptiness you feel for siblings gone too soon. Bring your Gloria Estefan remix. Bring your tender hope for change. Bring your most garish eyeshadow. Bring your spirit, tattered and battered by a world that seems insistent on choosing fear and hate.
gather up all these things and bring them here, to a place where we don't have to shoulder these burdens or celebrate these joys alone. Come, let us worship together. Now, we are going to do the time for all ages. And as you can see, there's a small but mighty number of children in the sanctuary. So I'm going to invite anybody who wants to come forward to come up to the front of the sanctuary, because we are going to talk about what it means to play.
We already know what that means.
I know, right? They have busted into the Play-Doh. There are toys up here. I'm so grateful to Liz, our DRE, for putting this play mat up. It's something we're experimenting with to give the kids a place to feel more comfortable while they're enjoying the services. So I'm going to sit over here, and hopefully the mic will withstand. Is it still working?
No.
It's not working right now.
No.
In and out. All right. Hey, Jim.
I'm going to grab the green one.
This conversation is too important to not be able to hear. Okay. And if anybody else wants to come up here, you are welcome to. There are trucks up here and a Rubik's Cube. Okay. I think so. All right. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. You made a person.
Yeah. It's supposed to go on the motorcycle.
On the motorcycle? It's very cool. It is an orange person. So I have a question for you all. What is your favorite way to play?
I think it's kind of hard to choose. There are tons of ways to play.
I would agree. How about you, Ruby?
I think it's like getting together and meeting each other and playing together to kind of know each other better.
That's such a great answer. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. So this month at church, we are talking about delight. And for me, the biggest and most delightful thing in the world is playing. So if you could only play with one thing for the rest of your life, what would that be?
I do love my tablet, but I also love my stuffies.
That's fair. How about you, Rosie?
I think it'd be like Play-Doh, because it's really squishy, and, like, I love to squish it.
For those of you in the back, Rosie is having a super fun time squishing this Play-Doh between the fingers.
Yeah,
we're both squishing it and, like, making balls out of it.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you a secret. You can't see, but there are grown-ups in the sanctuary who are doing the exact same thing. Yep. Hold up your Play-Doh if you got it. Look at all that Play-Doh. Well, I think if there is one thing that I could play with for the rest of my life, it would be my friends. Because I think friends make everything more fun.
Wait, does that count?
I don't know.
Would another thing that I would choose.
Yeah, because I have some of my best friends.
I think that's great. Rosie would also choose friends. I love it. All right. Well, you all are welcome to just keep playing through the whole service, and maybe some of the grown-ups will even come and join you. Feel free to go grab one if you want. All right. Yes, you can just grab any adult and play with them. They can't say no. You're a super cool kid. In the spirit of continuing with play, I'm going to have Jim swap my mics again, and we are going to sing a song. The words will be up on the screen, and some of you have probably heard it before. It is called Shake Your Sillies Out. So if you would like... Now I don't know which mic is on. Huh? Yes, please stand as you are able and willing, and dance and wiggle and laugh and just have so much fun. Yes, you can even squish Play-Doh while you're doing the motion. Okay. Yes? Amazing. We're back in business. All right. We're doing this without music, so you're all going to have to just sing along with me. Ready?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake our sillies out. Shake, shake, shake our sillies out. Shake, shake, shake our sillies out and wiggle our waggles away. We're gonna clap. We're gonna clap, clap, clap our cooties out. Clap, clap, clap our cooties out. Clap, clap.
Amazing. I hope that you all came to church planning to have a good time.
Well, I want to take this opportunity to just say my gratitude for all of you being willing to risk play this morning with me and showing up, not really knowing, based on that service description, what you were getting into. It is profoundly joyful to me, and I am just continuously in awe of the community that we have here at WUF and the ways that we show up and work together. One of those ways is by volunteering our time, and one of those ways is by volunteering and offering our dollars. So I'm going to invite the host to come up to collect the offering this morning. And as they do, think about ways that you can bring more joy and more play into the ways that you offer to WUF.
Thank you all so much for the generosity of this gift and for including fun in the offering basket. Please share with me our affirmation of gratitude and giving. Let us be grateful when we are able to give, for many do not have that privilege. Let us be grateful for all those who share their gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our needs, so that we may learn from the generosity of others. Please join us in singing hymn number 16, "'Tis the Gift to be Simple." You may stand if you choose.
Tis a gift to be simple, tis a gift to be free, tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in a place just right, we'll be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, we bow and we bend, we shan't be ashamed.
There is so much joy in this space this morning. And even as we laugh and play and sing and dance with one another, we recognize that also we carry sorrows in us. Whether we share those with others or hold them close to our own hearts, they live side by side with joy in this room. We may have loved ones who are struggling or loved ones who are celebrating. We ourselves may be celebrating with the world or grieving tragedies near and far. So I would like to invite those who are called to come forward and place a stone in the water of sacred community that holds all of us. We will approach the altar up this aisle and return back this way. And we're going to do things slightly different this morning. We're going to go from joys and sorrows into a space of meditation and reflection. And then we will sing together the hymn Gathered Here as a round. So we won't sing right after joys and sorrows. We'll just give a little bit of space to kind of sink into and hold those things that we are carrying. So when the music starts, please come forward as you choose.
Just take a moment. Take a deep breath. Feel yourself inhabiting your body in this space.
Feel the joy or the sorrow or both in your heart. And enjoy a reflection, meditation, or prayer as is your practice. Venus, join us now in singing hymn number 389, Gathered Here. The words are on the screen.
We're going to sing it together once and then twice as a round. Spencer will lead this half of the room, and this half should wait and follow me, and then we'll end after two verses of the round.
Gathered here in the mystery of the hour, gathered here in one strong body, gathered here in the struggle and the power, Spirit, draw near. Gathered here in the mystery of the hour, gathered here in one strong body, gathered here in the struggle and the power, Spirit, draw near.
Once more.
Gathered here in the mystery of the hour, gathered here in one strong body, gathered here in the struggle and the power, Spirit, draw near. Spirit, draw near.
Well, as some of you recognized in the title of today's service, we might be doing something fun together. Some of you correctly guessed that this was a Mad Libs-inspired service. And so I am thrilled to share that as we were preparing for church this morning, I did wander around and talk to some folks, and I gathered some words to fill into a reading this morning. I'm going to share with you first the Wolf created version of this reading. Go out into Granada and the beach. Give Jacob something of your rough vision. You may possess a smart car, but uncover it. Let it shine. Use it in order to bring more house and apple to the foot and ear of others. Give them not Jamaica, but hope and courage. Do not infect them deeper into their blue, happy, but preach the kindness and everlasting love of ivy. I especially appreciate that. I share with you the reading from Whence This Comes, written by Alfred Cole, which are words that he imagined John Murray, an early American Universalist, might have preached. He says, "Go out into the highways and byways. Give the people something of your new vision. You may possess a small light, but uncover it. Let it shine. Use it in order to bring more light and understanding to the hearts and minds of others. Give them not hell, but hope and courage. Do not push them deeper into their theological despair, but preach the kindness and everlasting love of God. Now, when I first read that reading and I was thinking about, can I really use this in a service? Will the folks at Wolf be excited about it? I was a little uncertain, but I am grateful that all of you were willing to take the chance. Because I think this illustrates something really important that we here at Wolf get to experience. And that is that we may come to church, we may come to Sunday services, we may come to worship with different perspectives, different experiences, different understandings of the world and the way we exist within it. And sometimes we use different language to express that experience. We have folks who call this church. We have folks who call this Sunday service. And we have folks who call this worship. And yet together we come, we gather, we share with one another, and we have a sacred experience. An experience connected to God for some, the divine for others, our own innate and sacred humanness, or whatever the word you might use is. And so even though we use different language, we can come together and share with one another. I think this is a message that's incredibly important when we think about it being June and the month of Pride and the ways that folks who use different language are trying to harm and demonize others. But I think even on a much lighter and more local scale, the ways that we engage in play and delight may look different for all of us. Some of you are very lucky to be sitting near some foam dice. Some of you may know that I am a really big nerd, also known as a dice goblin, and I collect dice to play games with them. You might not be a nerd. You might not be a geek. You might not collect dice and have shelves and shelves and shelves of them on your bookcase. But you can understand what it means to play and to have fun. And so I am thrilled to see folks engaging in coloring, in playing with Play-Doh. There are like 80 fidget toys scattered around the sanctuary, so please, if there was not one by your seat, there is one somewhere nearby, and you are welcome to play with them. And yes, there is more Play-Doh if you didn't get any. But what I want us to think about as we are engaging in some very big conversations, as we prepare to have our annual meeting after the service today, as we prepare for General Assembly, big conversations about our community, our congregation, in fact, our entire religious organization. I invite you to remember that the words that we use might sound different, but sometimes they mean the same thing. And bringing the spirit of joy and play and laughter and a willingness to engage with one another can help us to find that common ground that we seek and the place of delight and wonder and excitement and encouragement as we move through some of these conversations, as we move through the conversation after our service today. As we move toward General Assembly, we'll be streaming the General Assembly service in a couple of weeks, and it will be a chance to engage from wherever you are. But at the same time and on the same day is the Beaverton Pride Parade, an opportunity to go out and to celebrate, to engage in Pride as both a party and a protest on behalf of WOF and on behalf of the people in our community who are currently some of the most vulnerable as they stare down attacks from politicians and people who want to use language to harm instead of to hurt. So think about places in your own life where maybe you could take a little bit of a Mad Libs approach. See if inserting another word
helps you understand someone better, whether that's engaging in a misunderstanding or a conflict in your workplace or your home or your friends, if it's trying to understand the common ground between people around you every day or maybe someone you've lost touch with. It's important for us to remember that we can choose to see something from a different perspective, even if we don't agree with it. We can at least seek out understanding. So I'm going to take a moment here. I'm going to hand out some tiny chalkboards and some chalk, but I'm also going to carry with me some paper towels. And if I could get one volunteer to come and help me, that would be fantastic, because they are messy chalks. All right. Find the folks who got the chalkboards. Okay. So now is the time in our service. I said it. Now is the time that we are going to do something together. I want you to find someone who has a chalkboard near you, hopefully. And I would like you to come up with different words for a color. So you might choose blue or purple or green. But I would like you to just kind of write down on the chalkboard words that describe a color. Don't be so confused or scared, please.
So like green.
Yes, yes.
Tree.
No, just the color word.
Just green?
Yeah.
Do we write the color word?
Yes, just the color word. But it might be emerald instead of green. Or it might be ocean instead of blue. No, it could also just be blue or green. I only had 12. I don't know where they all went. Oh. I guess maybe a couple of folks can send some chalkboards that way. I think they all ended up on one side of the sanctuary. I apologize. There were only 12. No worries. Or three of the chalkboards could just be passed to that direction. I think that's your left.
We're in a chalkboard desert over here.
Okay. It's okay. I apologize. They only had 12. I couldn't get more chalkboards. I'll bring you the chalk. We got this. You can also
open your coloring sheet. And use the coloring if you
want.
Well, I just realized something. I don't have a paper towel.
Take the paper towel. Here. I got it. I got you. Here. Yes, you guys can draw. Pat it. Take it away. Yes. And your coloring sheet. So take about another minute, collaborate on missing colors.
I got one.
Okay.
I don't know.
If you have a color written down on something, hold up whatever it is written down on.
Political.
I will see how we are doing.
No, I'm kidding.
Great. Okay, it looks like we've got colors written down. We're doing great. Okay, so here's the fun part. We are going to pass the chalkboard or the written words. We're going to pass them backwards. You want to one or two rows behind you, and if you are in the back, I'm going to have you bring yours up front, or I will come and get it from you.
Are we writing more?
No.
Okay, good.
I mean, hold on to your chalk, but go ahead, and if it's full, it's full. That's okay. Okay.
There's one there, and this row here also. Amazing. Okay. So here's my question for you. As you look over this new item that has a bunch of words listed on it. So here's my question for you. If you were to simply receive this list of words, no context, no idea, somebody just hands you a list of words, would you know what these words were describing? I heard an uh-oh from the front. So take a look at this list and tell me, would you know what these were trying to describe? I am hearing a yes. I'm seeing a lot of very confused faces, particularly for the folks who got the chalkboard that came from over here. I believe the word silly was used to describe a color.
Stupid.
Oh, even more.
That's not nice.
And the children have spoken. So this is an example of how we can be thinking about things. We can see words that are familiar to us, but we have our own associations with them. And we may not be able to understand what another person is trying to convey through the words that they're using, even when we know what the words mean. It's kind of like say. It's like tell or say, the word convey. What is somebody trying to tell me through the words that they're using? Now, some of those chalkboards probably say things like
red
or blue or purple or green. Some of them might say sunset or ocean or emerald. Some of them might say things like stupid or happy or
not nice.
I think what's important here is for us to remember that as we engage with one another and as we come to this spirit of play, and as we look to have more delight in our life, that sometimes we can see words that mean something to us that have a completely different meaning to someone else. But we can be talking about the same thing. I think my favorite word in the world has just been written on a chalkboard up in the front. Will you stand up and show everybody? Completely unprompted. So as we move through the rest of our service, which is not much longer, I would encourage you to keep thinking about the ways that we engage in language, the ways that we engage in play, and the ways that we connect with one another through time and space and love. We're going to sing one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite children's musicians. We're going to sing The More We Get Together by Raffi, and the words will be up on the screen. I encourage you to... Nope, not that one. Not that. We're done yawning. No more yawning today. It's okay. We'll get there. I encourage you to stand if you are willing and able. We're going to sing the first verse, the second verse, and then the first verse again. So please stand... Sit, share, hug, hold hands, and come together in a moment.
I was sent a duplicate of one of the other ones. I actually don't have the words for this.
Oh, cool. That's entirely on me, and I will own that. Okay, so here's how the first verse goes. The more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. Where your friends are my friends and my friends are your friends, the more we get together, the happier we'll be. And you know what? We're just not even going to sing the second verse. We're just going to sing that like two or three times. Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
The more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. The more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be.
Because your friends are my friends, and my friends are your friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be.
So I share with you a blessing for the going. The religious writer and Portlander Brian Doyle said, "We're only here for a minute. We're here for a little window. And to use that time to catch and share shards of light and laughter and grace seems to me the great story." So as I extinguish the chalice and we prepare to head downstairs for some lunch that might not quite be prepared because we are ending a little early, but there will be bubbles and chalk outside, so we have something to do while we wait. I just invite you to carry with you this tale of play and grace and laughter and delight, and may it be the one that we tell with our whole lives. Please stay with us for Carry the Flame. There's a bunch up front.
Oh, we meet.